Hi, welcome to Her Soul Purpose Show, helping women heal, grow, and walk in purpose by sharing the truth of Christ as we tackle the tough topics of womanhood. I'm your hope coach and host, Chrissy Addis. I hope you all are doing wonderful and that fall weather is seeing you in your area. I am in Portland, Oregon, and the weather has surprisingly been extremely nice. It's been between 70 and 80 degrees with no rain, if you can believe it. I talk to my friends and my family from back home in West Texas, and they tell me that it is rainy and cold, and it's really like our weather's just switched places. But so today I just want to talk a little bit about the Pregnancy and Infant Loss Awareness Month. And I was wondering if anybody did the Wave of Light on Monday. If you did, feel free to tag me in your pictures, Chrissy Addis or Her Soul Purpose. But my husband and I saw a beautiful lighting. I have actually been down with ovarian cyst ruptures, and so I wasn't able to actually attend the event as I had hoped because I'm still recovering and so technically still on bed rest, but I was adamant about wanting to see the lights. But they did a pink and blue lighting on one of the bridges here in Portland, and it was so beautiful. I got pictures. I need to post those. I haven't yet posted those, but it was really beautiful to see the pink and blue lights in honor of all of our little angels. And so I did my candle lighting earlier that day before the event and just spent some time in prayer and just truly just allowed God to minister to my spirit and pour into me. And I felt a lot of peace. Normally, I have a hard time doing my little candle lighting because it just, you know, it's a significant moment. It's a moment where you stop and remember your babies and or your baby. And I, you know, normally have a hard time with that. It just kind of shines a light on that area of my life and my heart, and it tends to break my heart. But this year it was different. I was at peace. And I know that I've grown a lot and my walk with God's much deeper and fuller than it ever has been. And I did feel a tremendous amount of peace, thankfully. And, you know, not saying I might not feel that peace next year. I might have a rough time again, but this year I felt peace and I was super thankful for that. I truly just felt the presence of the Holy Spirit. And I hope that when you lit your candles, that you felt that same presence. And if you didn't, I understand. I'm right there with you, friend. I have been there too. I've had hard moments on holidays and due dates and dates of loss. And it doesn't necessarily ever go away, but it does get easier. And I pray that for you. I pray that you start to walk in peace and in His love, and that you just know how beautiful and cherished you are, and how much He loves you. So feel free to tag me in your pictures. I would love to see your candles and just know that I prayed for every single parent and every single one of our angel babies that day. And just, you know, thanked God for the growth that I've experienced and the growth that other mamas I know and have spoken to have experienced. He's such an amazing God, isn't He? So this past week, I was also able to be a part of a prayer and pregnancy loss summit held by Sisters in Loss. And it's still ongoing. So if you happen to listen to this today and you want to hop on tonight, you can register. Let me pull that up because I don't want to tell you the wrong address, but I believe, let's see. should have been prepared with that, huh? But so tonight is the final night. And if you went on, if you go on ahead and register, even though it's, you know, late, you can still get the replays. And I spoke on Tuesday, and I spoke about journaling and self-compassion and the power that journaling for self-compassion can do for our spirits. So you can register at www.ericamcafee.com/summit. And that's Erica M as in Michael, M as in Michael, C as in cat, A as in apple, F as in Frank, E as in elephant, E as in elephant.com/summit. So that's, again, it's ericamcafee.com/summit. You can also, I believe, look up her Sisters in Loss, and you should probably find it also. Google's an amazing partner like that, huh? It helps us find things. That's been a very powerful thing to be a part of. She's really done an amazing thing with Sisters in Loss. She also has a podcast. So feel free to follow her podcast and her organization. What she's doing is amazing, and she is bringing women together for pregnancy loss and just helping heal those hearts. And so feel free to reach out to her, to find her on social media, find her podcast. Again, that's Sisters in Loss. But so that's been a powerful thing. I was very thankful to be a part of that and to be able to speak into women and just pour what God has taught me and shown me into other women who are experiencing this unique pain of pregnancy loss. And so I just wanted to hop on here and just let you all know that I've been thinking about you and praying for you. I know that this is can be a month of remembrance, which is a great thing. But I also know that it can be a month of triggers. I know that it can be, at times daunting to keep hearing about it, but at the same time, it is comforting to know, or I know for me, when I was right in the midst of grief, it was painful to hear, pregnancy and infant loss, Remembrance Day and to hear and see people's stories. Like, it was painful and it would trigger something in me, but at the same time, what was more powerful and helpful for me was that I didn't feel alone. I was able to read these people's stories and these couples' stories and hear testimonies of women that were able to get through grief and maybe even, have a child after, have their rainbow baby. And even though there was a part of me that hearing all of these stories would make me sad because I knew the pain that they were going through all too well, and it would just trigger my own pain. The most powerful thing was that I didn't feel alone. And so if you are going through this month and maybe having a little bit of triggers, maybe not, you are having a hard time listening to some of these testimonies, I understand, but I also want you to know that those stories are there for you to help you, to encourage you, to inspire you, and most of all, to let you know that you are not alone. You're not alone in this pain. You're not alone on this journey. You're not alone, and I hope that you know that. So, I'll be closing out season one of Her Soul Purpose Show. I'm super excited about season two because I feel like season one was more or less just getting my feet wet, figuring out the podcast world, and testing the waters, so to speak. But it's definitely been something I really enjoy, and For season two, I definitely want to be, number one, I want to be more intentional. And number two, I want to be able to bring on some guests. I finally learned how to bring on guests to my podcast. That's one of the reasons why I haven't brought a guest on, even though that's been my heart's desire, is because I wasn't quite sure how to do this. But I finally learned, thanks to my new friend, Erica. She gave me some tidbits on Tuesday night and helped me know how to navigate through that. So I'll be able to bring on some guests. Like I said, I'm going to be more intentional. So I'm definitely going to have more of, I guess, a schedule, so to speak. And, you know, we're about to hit the holidays, and I definitely want to be available and be encouragement during the holidays. And so we'll have some shows specific to the holidays that we're about to be getting to, because I know that the holidays can be extremely painful if you are going through this grief. And even if you're not going through this grief, I mean, my mom still has a hard time during the Christmas holidays with the losses she's had. And so, you know, and that's been as long as I can remember. And so I know that no matter how long it's been since you've lost your baby, it can be a hard time no matter what. Even if you've gone through the grieving process and you're at peace, it still is hard. And so I definitely want to be here. I want to be here for encouragement during that. And so season two will definitely come a lot quicker than, you know, I'm not going to have that long of a break, I guess you can say, if really any at all. I'm kind of just going to hop right into a season two. I'm thinking right now, tentatively, we will start season two on October 31st. And my husband and I we have begun to not celebrate Halloween. Like, I don't want to say we've always been that way. We've had, you know, a year of dressing up or whatever. But just recently, we have decided, we didn't celebrate last year either, but we've decided that it's just not something that we want to celebrate for, you know, personal reasons that are obviously based on our faith. But we also understand that a lot of Christians do celebrate a harvest, so to speak. Maybe you're not necessarily celebrating Halloween, but I say all that to say is whether you celebrate it or not, whether you partake in Halloween or not, it can be painful to see these adorable little kids wearing their adorable little outfits, Halloween outfits, and dressing up. I know that that can be painful. And so I remember a couple of years ago, I didn't even get on social media the day of Halloween, because it hurt me too much to see babies and kids in their little outfits. And so I'm thinking tentatively to kick off season two on the 31st. Either way, I plan on doing a show for the 31st. This is just kind of I don't want to speak ill over myself, but how unorganized I am right now with podcasting. I mean, it's a whole other thing to learn, and I'm trying to learn. And so I do apologize, but, it'll either be for the show for the 31st, it'll either be a kickoff for season two, or it'll still be a part of season one, because I'm still trying to prepare for season two. So either way, you will hear from me the week of Halloween. And, you know, if it's not a brand new season, it will definitely, we'll definitely have season two coming in November. So You know, I don't know if that's common to talk to the audience about their planning, but hey, I'm real here. This is real life for me. I don't know much about the podcasting life. I'm learning as I go, and we're about to close up season one and start season two. And so that's where we are right now, folks. But I hope y'all all have a wonderful day. Please know I'm praying for you, and feel free to reach out to me. You can find me on all social media outlets under Her Soul Purpose or Chrissy Addis. You can also find me on my website at www.hersoulpurpose.org. But I look forward to seeing any pictures of your candles lit. Feel free to tag me. I would love to see them. And you can go to one of my social media outlets and see my candle lit. And I will soon be posting that picture of the bridge in Portland, because it was actually quite beautiful. So I hope you all have a great day and have a great weekend. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.